The members of the Oireachtas Banking Inquiry have signed off on a blueprint on how the inquiry should run. It plans to examine Irish banking over the last 20 years in three modules and will aim to report back by the end of next year. Piers Doherty is the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson and joins us from our Derrybeg studio. Piers, is this rather ambitious that all of this work should be done looking at banking over the last 20 years and how we got to where we got to with our banking system, and that the final report will be ready by November 2015?
Well, I think it is ambitious. I think we have to remember that the banking inquiry, as the public understands it, isn't actually established yet. What the group that are the banking inquiry at this point in time only has to come up with a relevant proposal, which is in all effect terms of reference that would have to be agreed by the Houses of the Oireachtas. It would be only probably at the start of October that that would be complete and that the banking inquiry would be up and running. So you would have about a year to try and look at all of this area, to try and look at the three different modules that we've identified, from banking systems to regulatory systems to the crisis managed systems and policy responses, and to do that. Now, it isn't envisaged that we will look at the whole 20-year period, or indeed longer than 20-year period. What it is ensuring that flexibility in the terms of reference is there, that if the banking inquiry wants to look at a practice that may have happened, for example, in the mid-90s or late-90s, that it wouldn't be restricted in doing so as a result of putting defined time frame into the terms of reference.
How much disagreement was there yesterday in relation to the timing of inviting politicians like Brian Cowan in to give evidence?
Surprisingly, there has been very little disagreement so far in relation to the meetings of the banking inquiry. Obviously, people are coming at it from their own perspective, would like to see it going different directions. But I must say the ad hoc group, which provided the advisory group, which provided the report yesterday, did a good job in summing up all of the different views of the members of the inquiry. One of the areas that we will be looking at later on is which of the modules will take place first, what type of sequencing. But it's also important to remember that modules will be able to run concurrently, and some modules may be halted as a result of court action or maybe compellability of witnesses and documents. So therefore, the other modules may have to take place first. And that is a decision that will be taken at a later stage.
I mean, if you're Fianna Fáil and you're looking at this and you think, right, former Fianna Fáil leader will be brought in running close to perhaps election time, that might not be ideal if you're a member of that party. Is that likely to be an issue?
Well, I don't think so. The time frame that we've got is that there will be quite an intense period running across maybe 4 months, maybe longer, of public inquiries, 3 to 4 days a week, quite a number of hours per day, morning and afternoon sessions. So, you know, it's going to be within that window that all of these three modules will have to be examined. And it's important that we're able to be flexible with the modules. It's not envisaged that we will be taking in witnesses to appear in all three modules. When we have a witness before us, we'll question them and we'll question them across all three modules. So it's not a case of that there is one module with very defined boundaries and you stick within that rigidly.
Okay. It's 8:31. We'll come to the news headlines in just a moment, but I want to ask you about the Cabinet having its final meeting yesterday and going out really for the summer on a raft of good news. There was plenty there to welcome, ploughing on with free GP care, a reduced budget adjustment and concessions on water tax.
Well, you know, anybody who's looking at that, and families who are facing the €240 bill in January, doesn't see it as good news. What they're seeing is how are they going to basically be able to pay for this additional charge that's coming. The government has been very strong in spin in terms of that this will be a budget that will give something back to people. But the first thing that people will recognise within 10 weeks of this budget is the new demand for water charges, and followed closely within a couple of weeks by the full demand for the property charges. What we're hearing from government is about tinkering with the entry point to the marginal tax rate, which only will benefit 1 in 6 workers in the state. 1.8 million workers will not benefit at all. And I think that gives an example of where the government's priorities are. This, we welcome the fact that the government have seen sense that a $2 billion adjustment isn't required. We would rather, if 12 weeks out from the budget, that they stop playing this game and actually say how much they believe that the adjustment is at this point in time. They have the whole resources of the Department of Finance, the revenue behind them. They should spell it out clearly so we can have a transparent budgetary process where the opposition can show that there is a fair way to meet the adjustment and boost economic activity at the same time.
All right. And the Minister of Finance would say that it's too soon to tell just yet. Now, it's just coming up. Thank you very much, Piers Doherty from Sinn Féin.